Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. Welcome. So glad you joined us for this study in Exodus. We are nearing the end of Exodus, and now we are looking at the time when Moses was with God on Mount Sinai. This story is amazing, and there is so much we can learn from Moses' interaction with God. Our lesson title is The Cry of the Soul. This is pointing to the God-shaped hole in each of us. Since God created us, all people have a desire to connect with Him. This desire is seen in every age, every gender, and in every culture. It really is the cry of every soul. And today, we're going to think about this together. In Exodus, Moses saw God. Many of us long for this. I do. I hope that soon we can all see Him together. But we haven't yet. For now, God has us here. We are on earth, where sin has corrupted many things. The consequences of the fall are everywhere. It's like Romans says, all creation groaneth. We are a long way from the perfection that was in the Garden of Eden, and that God created us for. I don't think we realize how much our lives have been impacted by living under the curse of sin for 6,000 years. We have become used to it, because this is all we know. Every now and then, though, we get glimpses of the glory. Sin has not ruined everything, but it does seem like it has touched an awful lot. We are confident Jesus will come back and reverse the curse. We are absolutely looking forward to the glory that is coming. However, till then, many times we agree with Paul in 1 Corinthians 13. In verse 12, he makes this interesting claim. He says, "Now we see through a glass darkly." I understand this is like trying to see your reflection in a water puddle. You can see yourself, but barely. When you try to look closely at something, you can't make it out. However, the shape and the big things are visible. It seems Paul had some questions and wished to